This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The editors of the Wall Street Journal ask an insightful question. Where would President Trump be if his critics didn't so often help him? What they're talking about was the decision by Twitter to fact-check the president for the first time. The president wrote that mail-in voting in places like California would be substantially fraudulent because the governor is sending ballots to anyone living in the state. Now, Twitter reminded everyone that the ballots are sent only to registered voters, but then falsely stated that there's no evidence that mail-in ballots are linked to voter fraud. In previous commentaries, I've talked about problems with mail-in ballots. The Heritage Foundation database currently lists over 1,200 proven instances of voter fraud, with nearly half involving absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. There's no chain of custody between the voter and the ballot box. Fraud and abuse can take place without any oversight. And it's worth mentioning that a congressional election in North Carolina was overturned because of clear evidence of abuse. Why did Twitter pick the Trump tweet to fact-check? Over the last few years, he has posted a number of tweets that probably deserve to be evaluated by Twitter more than this one. Twitter handed the president more evidence that the big tech companies are out to get him and his followers. They could have let the president's critics counter his comments, but Twitter decided to put on a striped shirt and play umpire. That's why President Trump signed an executive order that allows the government to evaluate the legal protections in the Communications Decency Act. The order will be challenged in court and isn't even supported by some of the president's conservative followers. But it has raised the stakes in the debate about the influence of big tech. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.